This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Six tourists are now confirmed dead as a result of the volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island on Monday. We'll have more on that story in just a moment. House Democrats say U.S. President Donald Trump betrayed the nation with his actions toward Ukraine, unveiling two articles of impeachment against him. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler says a president's given the highest public trust, and when that's betrayed,
he endangers the Constitution, he endangers our democracy, and he endangers our national security.
Nadler and others say the president abused his power and then obstructed Congress, with both meriting removing him from office. Republicans remain behind him.
They're not impeaching the president because they can list an impeachable offense.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Democrats simply want the president gone before the next election because they can't beat him.
That's the abuse of power.
A full House vote on the articles is expected by Christmas, followed by a trial in a GOP-controlled Senate, which is unlikely to convict the president. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And now to that volcano in New Zealand. Six tourists are confirmed dead. At this point, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says rescuers hope to reach the island on Wednesday, but she doesn't expect any survivors.
The Police Eagle helicopter, rescue helicopter and NZDF aircraft have undertaken a number of aerial reconnaissance flights over the island since the eruption. No signs of life have been seen at any point.
31 people were injured in the eruption, some seriously. Al-Shabaab militants attacked an upscale Mogadishu hotel on Tuesday, causing an unknown number of casualties. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Tuesday. Pompeo says on one of the key topics was one Russian interference in U.S. elections.
It's unacceptable, and I made our expectations of Russia clear. The Trump administration will always work to protect the integrity of our elections, period.
Speaking through an interpreter, Lavrov said his nation did not interfere in the last U.S. presidential election.
All speculations about our alleged interference in domestic processes in the United States are baseless. There are no facts that would support that. We did not see these facts. No one has given us this proof because simply it does not exist.
It is Lavrov's first visit to Washington since May 2017. The U.S. government misled the public about failures in the Afghanistan war, according to a published report. AP correspondent Mike Rossi reports.
Documents obtained by the Washington Post show ever-changing U.S. strategy and misstatements about the state of the war in Afghanistan across three White House administrations. The Post obtained thousands of pages of documents through the Freedom of Information Act and lawsuits. It accessed interviews conducted in a lessons learned project by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. The project, known as SIGAR, has produced seven reports so far. According to the Post, John Sopko, the head of SIGAR, admits the documents show the American people have constantly been lied to. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump is criticizing FBI Director Christopher Wray one day after the U.S. Justice Department's independent inspector general said it did not uncover any evidence of political partisanship when the FBI started investigating communications between Mr. Trump's presidential campaign and Russia in 2016. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Attorney General William Barr says U.S. Attorney John Durham's report on the Russia investigation is important because the Inspector General's conclusions on political bias isn't definitive.
He said, I haven't found evidence of improper motive. He did not, as contrary to what a lot of the media is reporting, he did not find there was no improper motive. He didn't find evidence of improper motive.
The Justice Department's Inspector General said in the report the FBI was justified in opening an investigation in 2016. Top officials from Canada, Mexico, and the United States signed a fresh trade pact on Tuesday. The signing ceremony in Mexico City launches what may be the final approval effort for President Trump's three-year quest to revamp the 1994 North American Free Trade Deal. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.